Well, this is where it all happens. We're really inside ESPN Studios here in Bristol, Connecticut, because...
Yeah, welcome to our newsroom.
We found NFL senior reporter Chris Mortensen. Mort, you spend a lot of time down here?
Actually, I try to spend as little time as possible, but since I've been here 24 years, yes. But, you know, as you know, there were only two buildings when I first came here. Now there's a massive, or two massive campuses. So, but this is, this is a place where you come over and see your producers and say hi to the news editors, say hi to your bosses, and then run to the other side.
Let's talk a little Jets football, shall we? Last January, I should say December, season finale against the Miami Dolphins. Had you ever seen a scene like that post-game locker room the Jets had when it was announced by Woody Johnson that Rex Ryan would be retained as head coach?
Yeah, it was interesting. First of all, I thought it was the right thing to do. And I was, as a reporter, and you can ask Adam Schefter or Ed Werder or John Clayton, any of our guys, we celebrated. We like Rex. And as all media people do, first of all, I think he's a heck of a coach. I think he's the right guy for the Jets. You know, you have Marty Morningwig there as offensive coordinator, and David Lee spent his first year as quarterback coach. And so I just think that to have some continuity and stability is rare in the NFL these days, and people have a tendency to say, let's just change everything. So I thought it was, and by the celebration and the reaction, you could see it was a popular move.
Heading to training camp, Marty Morningwig has said Geno Smith's going to get about 70 to 75% of the first team reps. The Jets obviously added Michael Vick in the offseason as well. Where do you think this team stands at the quarterback position right now?
Well, I think it stands better than it did previously. Michael Vick now gives them a true veteran who's been in with Marty Morningwig before. So if Geno Smith's development does not continue, and I thought he was developing as the season went on last year, I mean, you know, he had ups and downs. Almost all of them do. I think that Michael Vick is capable of, all of a sudden, if you're saying, Geno, you're not developing, we're off to a bad start, if you're capable of just going to Michael, it'll be seamless. And Michael is now a veteran guy who's good in the quarterback meeting room. I like the quarterback meeting room, you know, with Michael Vick there, and I like Matt Sims, and I know Taj Boyd is in the mix along with Geno. But to me, he should be good for Geno. But Michael Vick is not there, I don't believe, to mentor Geno Smith. He's there to push him and compete hard for that job and to be ready in case he's called upon.